In central Paris today, a bomb exploded in a subway station. French authorities say at least 2 people were killed, 35 people were seriously injured, and another 50 suffered minor injuries. From Paris, David Culhane reports.
The explosion tore through the Port Royal subway station about 6 p.m. during the afternoon rush hour. The underground station is on the north-south RER line that brings thousands of people to and from the suburbs. The station is in a busy neighborhood on the left bank of the city, near the Latin Quarter and the Sorbonne. Shortly after the bomb exploded, ambulances and fire trucks filled the area around the Boulevard Saint-Michel and the Boulevard Montparnasse. Police sealed off the immediate neighborhood. On French radio, witnesses described a huge explosion, smoke, and the smell of something like gunpowder. Prime Minister Alain Juppé was on the scene and said an explosive device had been placed in one of the cars of a subway train. Juppé said an emergency security plan was being reactivated, intensive police patrols in major cities and preemptive arrests. The plan was set up last year when 8 subway bombings left 8 people dead and more than 150 wounded. Islamic terrorists from Algeria claimed responsibility for those attacks. They said they were punishing France for supporting the military regime in their country. After those incidents, all the public trash cans were sealed in Paris because terrorists were also using them to plant bombs in busy areas. For months, police in the central city were accompanied by soldiers carrying machine guns. Another possible source of today's attack, the nationalist terrorists seeking independence for the island of Corsica. In the last several months, they've moved their bomb campaign from the island to mainland France. None of their attacks has resulted in casualties. This evening, President Jacques Chirac broke off a meeting with German Chancellor Helmut Kohl and came out of the Élysée Palace to condemn the latest bombing.
Il s'agit sans aucun doute d'un acte.
Chirac said that France would do everything in its power to fight those responsible. Today's attack took place about a half mile from the worst of the 1995 bombings. In July of last year, a bomb exploded at the Saint-Michel subway station. 8 people were killed and more than 80 wounded. Police made a number of arrests in the months after that, and this summer security was eased. The trash cans were unsealed. Now, the French capital appears to be returning to a state of siege. For National Public Radio, this is David Culhane in Paris.